Miller's.
Hi, could I speak to Wallace, please?
Speaking.
Hi, Mr. Miller?
Yes?
Hi, I was just wondering. I was going over some things on the internet, and I had seen some story about you in the Post Gazette where you were referencing being at the scene of United 93 in the field.
Yes?
And you had said that there was no reason to be there or something because you didn't see any bodies or anything.
What?
Yeah, well, it's
what I said was you had to look very hard to find remains because of the fragmentation level of the remains. There was no bodies. There was no intact bodies. There was fragmented remains.
Well, small enough to be, or large enough and stuff that you could identify the bodies and stuff?
We identified through dental records, x-rays, or DNA.
Because,
we identified all 44 individuals on the plane.
Including the hijackers?
Including the hijackers.
Because I had also read that there, you had said there was no way to identify the hijackers.
Never said that. No, I said that we identified that there were four individuals that we designated the hijackers through DNA matching. I don't have their actual identity. No, that's correct. But I have sets of remains for all four of the hijackers.
And you guys were able to verify that?
Yes.
And well, what would be all these comments be from, like, the scene of the crime? Like, how did they end up changing through all these newspaper articles?
Well, because bloggers have decided that there's some sort of conspiracy, and I'm assuming that you're one of them, too. So, you know.
Well, myself, actually.
You give somebody a computer, they open a blog, and all of a sudden they're a journalist. People take them seriously, and they say whatever they want. They take anything out of context that they want to take out of context, and then that's what they have. I can't change that.
Well, it was just it was baffling to me to hear all these witnesses that were there, like saying that it was as if there was no plane
that
crashed there and stuff like that.
Took three dumpsters full of aircraft debris out of that area, and anybody that was there would tell you that.
And how come they've never released pictures of anything?
I have a ton of pictures. Come, I'll show you.
You have a ton of pictures, yeah?
Tons of pictures, hundreds of them.
Would you be willing to send them to me?
No. You come here and I'll show them to you.
If I came there, I live, like, far away from there, though.
Not my problem.
Would I be able to, like, pay you or something and you could send them to me in the mail? I could send you, like, a money order or something?
You come set an appointment. You make an appointment with me and I'll show you the photos.
So I'd have to come there myself, then?
Right.
And, what are some of the photos you have of, like, these dumpsters of debris?
The entire scene.
Well, like, I've seen the pictures.
What do you think an investigation is?
Well, I've seen the pictures that they referenced in the Moussaoui trial online at the archives, and all they show is the hole and no debris, no nothing.
There's debris in the hole.
What about
that? I don't know what you're talking about.
What about that white building that had the debris all around it?
That was
up and around the corner or something.
Scrapyard. That's a company called Rollock. It's a scrapyard. They take old used Pepsi machines and bust them up and sell the scrap metal.
Well, I had heard Lee Purbaugh say that he was working at the scrapyard that day, and he heard this sonic boom, and it, like, lifted the skidder off the ground.
Well, I don't know.
And when he got to this...
I wasn't working there that day.
He said him and his friend, or him and his boss actually ran over to the scene right when it happened, and he said it was as if it was baffling because there was no plane there.
Well, there was a plane there, but it was fragmented in thousands and thousands of tiny little pieces. The plane hit the ground at 575 miles an hour. There was
Did it dive straight down from the air?
But this was not a crash that was anything like anything that you would see on TV, like where a jet takes off from an airport or something like that. This plane hit the ground at 575 miles an hour.
Like with its nose down going straight into the ground?
No, not straight into the ground, no. Angling in, it rolled over 45 degrees, the right wing hit the ground first, and it slammed the cockpit and the front end section into the ground and bounced off the ground up into the trees. And a lot of the debris was up in the trees and in an area of probably 100 acres.
What about, like,
and
that
there
little...
There was a secondary debris field about 2 miles away that had some more debris, and then there was thousands of pounds of mail on the aircraft. It got blown up in the air. There was a 10-mile-an-hour headwind, and some of those papers got blown miles away.
Did the power go out in certain areas when it hit?
I don't know the answer to that.
Oh, you don't know that one?
I don't think so, because the only power maybe right in that actual area, but not no, there's no widespread power out.
Because I like it's just weird. Like, okay, if you got you got people in Shanksville saying that Val McClatchy's photo's fake. You've got
eyewitnesses. You know, that I have no clue about any of that.
You got eyewitnesses too saying that when they got there was no plane there.
Pardon me?
You got eyewitnesses that say when they got there was no plane there. It was as if no plane had crashed there.
If they did, they were misquoted or misrepresented or something. Anybody that was there knows that there was an aircraft there.
And then there's also, like, all those news reports and all these mainstream newspapers with you quoted in them saying that there was no bodies to be found. It was like...
Right, there was no intact bodies. That's right. There was fragmented remains. How can I get you to understand this?
Like, you had to
go... Fragmented remains.
Like, did you have to go with a microscope to look around and
find these... No, DNA testing. Hello? What did I just tell you? DNA. Did you ever hear of it?
Yeah, I heard
it. Hey,
yeah.
That's what we used to identify 28 of the 44 individuals.
Did the forest catch on fire and stuff like that?
It did. Probably about 8 acres got burned, I'd say, somewhere in that area.
8 acres around the crash scene got burned?
Yes.
And what about
photos of the burnt trees, if you don't believe that. But hey, come on out, I'll show them to you.
What about that hole that was in front of that white building?
Where it hit the ground.
That's where what hit the
ground? Hello? The aircraft! What do you think I've been telling you?
The hole in front of the white garage?
No, the white garage is hundreds of yards away from there.
There was a hole right in front of the white garage, though.
Oh, no. There was a crater.
Or a crater, yeah.
Area.
A crater right in front of the white garage. It was on Fox News.
Here, and I'll show you the photos. Clearly, you're not understanding what I'm telling you. You keep trying to refute what I'm telling you. This is what I'm telling you. You give a guy a blog... and they become a journalist. So go journalize. Whatever you want to do, do it.
Well, Mr. Waller, thanks, I guess. I don't want to get you upset, but it does sound like you've been coached pretty good, haven't you?
What?
You've been coached pretty good since then, I guess, because everything you said in the beginning has changed to fit the official lie now.
Write that in your blog, and while you're at it, tell me who my coach is so I can write him a thank you note.
I wish I knew the answer to that.
Well,
this thing is getting weirder and weirder all the time.
Go investigate it.
You're like another character in this game called 9/11 Mystery or something.
Well, go write a book. Everybody else did.
It seems to be. A lot of people are getting rich off this.
Not me.
I heard Val McClatchy's like the richest lady around now. She owns her own real estate business.
Not any of that. I lost money on the case.
You lost money on the
case? Don't talk to me about money.
Well, I don't think it's about money.
You're probably making money.
No, yeah, right. I'm saying, hey, I just want to get the truth out. If you really cared and you were a good person.
Come out here and I'll show you the pictures. I gave you the truth.
Why don't you put the pictures on the internet so everybody can see them?
Why would I put them on the internet?
Well, I don't know. I'll put
pictures on the internet.
I'll send you a money order and then you can mail them to me.
No, you come here and I'll show you the pictures.
I can't. It's too far. It's
are you a journalist or not?
No, I'm just the guy that was reading stuff and saw your name and decided to call you.
Are you done? Are you done with the questioning?
Well, I don't know. So you're saying all that stuff that gives your first reports about no bodies or anything like that?
I said there were no intact bodies. Hello?
But there was fragments enough to...
tell you, there was fragmented remains.
Okay, and you're also verifying to me that the DNA was found for the hijackers and verified the hijackers.
For four sets of remains, I do not have the identities of the hijackers, but I have identified four separate remains of the hijackers.
As Middle Eastern Al-Qaeda members?
Oh, no.
No?
Four DNA profiles of four individuals who were on the aircraft that did not present any anti-mortem records.
And you've verified every passenger and the crew?
Yes.
Like, that's 100% certain?
Yes, that's 100%.
And that's that all the...
All 40 passengers and crew have been positively identified and remains have been returned to the family. Yes. Call one of them. You're a journalist. Call a family member. I'm sure they're not going to appreciate this line of questioning.
Well, I don't know. Give me one of their numbers. I'll call them.
Go look on the internet.
Okay, Mr. Miller. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.